Good morning, this is Anthony Electric.
Oh, hey, I was looking to speak with Justin.
Yeah, this is him.
Oh, hey, sorry, I thought it was Anthony. Justin, it's John with Local Splash. I wanted to give you a call. Do you have a couple minutes here?
Yeah, so you guys made a website for me and just published it, didn't ask me about nothing.
I saw this just now. So, like I said, I keep track of the accounts here as well, too, man. So I'm looking at this right now. Now, the funny thing is I can't even see this website. Do you have a link that I can take a look at this right now? Because I want to talk to this about the team right now.
There's a link, yeah, that's been sent to me. It's okay. AmpineerElectric.com.
Okay. With no dashes or anything, correct?
Let me look.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, no dashes.
Okay. Now I can see this thing. All right, let me see here. This does not look fully finished anyway, too. I know that for a fact.
Dude, they just, like, I told them where to get the pictures from. They just basically scrolled down a little bit and took the first couple pictures that they saw. And then all these pictures that you guys put on there that have nothing to do with my company.
Right.
I'm trying to represent myself as an electrician. You make it look like I know what the hell I'm doing.
Right, yeah. I agree on this.
These pictures that you guys have set up on there have, I don't know what type of electrician would be having pictures like that, but it doesn't look like, it really doesn't look like, it doesn't look
well,
right.
It's not bringing you out. Yeah. It doesn't bring your company, your personality. There you go. All right.
No, I didn't get a chance. Like, it took 2 days and then you guys published it. You didn't get a chance. No one called me. No one tried to talk to me about anything. You know, like, it just got published however you guys wanted it and not had anything to do with me.
All right. So, Justin, very first thing is I'm going to apologize on behalf of the company on that one, man, because, you know, that's not what we're about. Like I said, communication is everything to make this work. Now, of course, I understand, like, there are going to be revisions and stuff, but I want to make sure that they're talking with you to go over how exactly you want this before even publishing. So I do apologize about that. This is not a typical story that I hear at all, really, to be real with you. So, again, my deepest apologies on that, man. I don't
really
build websites myself, but
at this point, man, I just kind of want my money back. Like, I don't feel like you guys are going to take, you know, you don't really care about this as much as I do. This is my first, like, company I'm trying to start, and you guys have already just kind of ruined it. You know, I kind of just want my money back from you guys, and I just want to go elsewhere because this is more important to me than you understand.
Well, how about if I can give you an offer here, if you don't mind, you know, just that, because, one, I really wanted to help, man, you know. I hope you know and hear that from the bottom of my heart on this one. It kind of hurts me to see that this is kind of throwing a bad sour taste in your mouth here. If I can go ahead and, you know, give you something here so that way you can push back grilling and things like that, make this right, have our team really do it the way we usually do this here with good communication and make a really good website to your liking that's going to bring your company out. Would you be willing to give that one more shot on that?
Man, I don't want to end up paying for my website name too. Like, I've heard things about, you know, the situation. Like, and if you make me a Yelp page, then if anything happens in the future, I'm going to have to continue paying for that. You know, like,
no.
I don't
have to do any of that stuff. No.
No.
So when it for a website here, this was me trying to get extra help for you. Like, I even, you know, pricing down everything for that on that part there. So that's why I feel even worse about this, to say, shoot, let me do this right. Let me talk to our team. Let me make sure we set up a call so that way they're really on top of this and show you how what we're really about, man. Because this is not what we're about on that. Communication is really something that we actually we enforce. So for this to happen kind of blows my mind a little bit here, and I apologize on behalf of the company. Like, that's with me included on there, and I want to do it right, man. So if it's all right with you, give us another shot at this. Let me talk to our team and make sure that we do it right. And two, you know, maybe I can even help push the building back like 2 weeks if we can here, just to compensate for the misunderstanding and for everything that we've done already. You know, I hope it didn't get too much harm on here, but at the same time, we want to work real fast to get this thing running correctly since it is live here. I think that's the very first step because I don't want your customers seeing this. I want to see a good finished product or something that's strong. So that way, you know, like even if it's not fully finished, at least it's still bringing your personality out, right? That's the key thing with that website because people are going to be driving to it. You know what I mean? So I'd rather have an unfinished website that looks like you and your company rather than a big website that has nothing to do with you, right? So
it looks like the pictures that you guys have picked besides the gallery of that I got is just rant. Like it doesn't like even look right. Like it's just these pictures are things that normal electricians wouldn't even be doing.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I remember speaking with you about all this too, you know, so I'm on the same page with you. It's time for us to get our team all on board with this to make it right. And from there on, keep it that way. And again, let me talk to our team on this and let us do what's right, man.
I'll give you a second chance. Yeah, we need to make this right. It even has the email on there. You know, like, I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it. Like,
wait, the wrong email too?
Yeah, like, I have a company email. They didn't give me a chance to give them that.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, nobody
okay.
Nobody talked to me. Nobody called me. There was just, you know, an email that said respond with pictures and this and that, and I didn't get to do that in time. I thought somebody would just call me, you know, and then we could figure it out like that, but then
Well, hold up. So I even have it in my notes here. The email you wanted to put up there is not the one they put there. It's the ampaneer@ampaneerelectric.com. That's the email, right?
Yeah, that's the email, ampaneer@ampaneerelectric.
Yeah, man, let me...
Also, my company name is all caps.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Gosh, dang it. Okay.
So it just got butchered like no other. Like I'm so not happy, man. I like don't know what to say.
I understand, and you rightfully so. Okay. You remember speaking with me about this when it's something here. I shoot straight forward with you, man. I'm a very honest guy here on this, and so when it's our mistake on this, hey, this is on us on here. I appreciate you giving us another shot. Let me talk to our team literally like right now, so that way I can tell them, hey, listen, what happened here? I have an even notes on some of these things as well too. This should be communicated with you on this. That's got to be way more improved on that. So let me jump on this right away, okay? Company name, email. All that.
Did you get me the email or get the email that I sent last night that has like 15 pictures on it that I'd much rather see on that website?
Actually, I don't get the text messages from after you join with the family because it's going to go towards whoever you spoke with last on the account, right? So
I emailed right back to whoever emailed me at Flash.
Okay.
Local spots report or support doesn't say, it just says, I just sent it to a general email to you guys. Support at localspots.com is what I sent it to.
All right. I'm going to have them check on this right now. And this is perfect time. My alarm went off just to talk to them. So let me jump on this right away. Have a phone on you. I don't want to have it blowing up your phone while you're at work and things like that, but you want to make sure we're addressing this as soon as possible and make this right, man. So, Justin, I appreciate that, and I hope you take my apologies with, you know, sincerity in my voice, man, when I'm saying this, man. This is not what we're about. So let me show what we can do, okay?
Okay.
Let me talk to him right now. All right, partner. We'll stay in touch right now. If for any reason that, you know, something's going on, please, you have my email still, right? My email?
If you could send it to me one more time, that'd be good. I've got like 50 emails from you guys, so I don't even know which one's which anymore.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Okay, so I'm going to send you an email. It's going to be really quick. It's going to say John with Local Splash. I'm just going to put that in there, okay? But that way you have my email to best contact me as well, too, and my extension just in case on there. But I, most likely at this point, I'm just going to be telling them, hey, why isn't this done? Why isn't this, like, you know what I mean? So they're the ones that are going to make that happen. Let me jump on this right now. I'll send an email in like a minute or two, okay?
Okay. No worries.
All right, Justin. Perfect. All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye.